I'm Jimmy Murray, and this is the History Fact of the Day. Today's history lesson is on
William McKinley. William McKinley was the 25th president of the United States. He served as president from 1897 to 1901. His vice presidents were Garrett Hobart and Theodore Roosevelt. He was a Republican who was 54 at the age of his inauguration. William McKinley is most known for being president during the Spanish-American War. As a result of the Spanish-American War, the U.S. gained significant territory and earned the reputation as a world power. McKinley is also known as the president whose death allowed Teddy Roosevelt to become president. William was born and raised in Ohio. He loved outside activities such as fishing, riding horses, and swimming. He did well in school, attending the local public schools and then Allegheny College. He had to drop out of college, however, when his family lost everything in the Panic of 1857. He then went to work as a teacher for a short time at the local school. When McKinley became president, he focused his efforts on making the United States a world power. Perhaps the most significant event while he was president was the Spanish-American War, after the U.S. battleship Maine was destroyed off the coast of Cuba. The U.S. and Spain went to war. The Spanish-American War was a short war of only a few months, as the U.S. quickly destroyed Spain's navy. As a result of the war, the U.S. took control of Cuba, the Philippine Islands, and Puerto Rico. Other events during the McKinley presidency included the annexing of the Hawaiian Islands, as well as starting the effort to build the Panama Canal. He was the fifth president from Ohio in 28 years. He was the first president to ride in an automobile. He even rode to the hospital in an ambulance after being shot. First Lady Ida McKinley didn't like the color yellow. She disliked it so much she had everything yellow removed from the White House. So I'm guessing they weren't very big fans of The Simpsons. After he was shot, the crowd grabbed his assassin and began to beat him. McKinley yelled out, "Boys, don't let them hurt him." Unlike many presidents of that era, McKinley did not have a beard. His face is on the $500 bill, as you can see in Monopoly. He had a pet parrot named Washington Post, who delivered the news to him every day, saying, "Washington Post!" That last part isn't real, although it's pretty cool that he named his bird after a newspaper.
I'm Jimmy Murray. Thanks for listening to History Facts on the Kid Friendly Network. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. Executive producer, Chris Kremitzos.